Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Normal lang na makikita mo sa mga daan ang mga battery-powered scooter na ito, lalong-lalo na sa umaga at hapon sa panahon ng peak time dito sa malalaking syudad sa Australia. Pero ang di alam ng marami, ang electric scooters ay bawal sa ibang lugar sa Australia. Ayon kay Peter Carcidimas, na isang Senior Manager Transport Planning and Infrastructure sa Royal Automotive Club of Victoria, maraming tao ang gumagastos ng ilang libong dolyar para bumili nito. Huwag maging kampante dahil siguradong huhulihin ka ng mga pulis kapag nakita ang electric scooter ay ginamit sa labas ng iyong bahay o mga pampublikong lugar gaya lang ng sa daan.
Those scooters are not allowed to be legally used on our roads unless they can have a maximum speed of 10 kilometers per hour and 200 watts in power. You can't actually use them anywhere on the network as we have been seeing people use them, and it's a fine of over $800 if you are caught riding one of these devices.
Samantala, para naman sa di sanay magmaneho sa mismong sentro ng Melbourne, ang tinatawag na hook turn ay siguradong nakakatakot at para sa iba, nakakalito. Sabi ni Carcidimas, ang hook turn ay nariyan para maging mabilis ang takbo para sa mga tramps. At para sa mga nagmamaneho ng sasakyan, ang hook turn ay ibig sabihin ang driver ay kailangang nasa left lane para mag-turn right.
If you are in the Melbourne city area and you see the sign that says turn right from the left or undertake a hook turn, you simply pull over to the far left of the inside the intersection, wait for the lights of the traffic you are entering to turn green. So once those lights go green, you just simply go forward or turn right and you've completed your hook turn. It's not as hard as you may think and no need to stress.
Ang Top Gear Australia presenter at isang advanced driving instructor na si Steve Pizzati, ang estado ng New South Wales ang may pinaka-kakaibang road rules sa buong Australia. Dahil di mo pwedeng putulin ang prosesyon ng mga sasakyan na kasama sa libing, pati din ang gulatin para paalisin ang mga kabayong tumatawid sa daan. Magmumulta ka din kung habang nagmamaneho ka ng sasakyan at nang dumaan sa isang bus stop, ay nasabuyan mo ng putik ang mga tao doon.
It's actually specific to mud and specific to a bus stop. So if it's water at a bus stop, no problems. Or if it's mud, but it's not a bus stop, that's okay. But it's specifically, it's really weird. Specifically mud at a bus stop is illegal. And I think it'd be pretty hard done by if you got that fine.
Isa pa sa kakaibang palisiya sa New South Wales na nakita ni Pizzati ay may kinalaman ang mga tumatawid na tao sa pedestrian lane.
The other one that I like in New South Wales, which isn't actually a driving rule, but it relates to pedestrians, and that is if you don't cross the road quickly enough, there's a fine. That's a $66 fine. If you've had an injury with your foot, I don't know, and you're walking very slowly, potentially you could get fined for being a bit of a nuisance.
Dagdag pa nito, kung nagbabala kang mag-drive around Tasmania, siguraduhin gumamit ng talagang satellite navigation device at huwag yung GPS app mo sa mobile phone dahil illegal yan at siguradong may nakakabit na multa.
That is one that comes up quite regularly, whether it is legal or not to use, for example, Google Map. Every state, it is legal, perfectly legal, as long as the phone is in a cradle, unless you're in Tasmania and someone potentially coming from the mainland would go to Tasmania, go on a tour, use Google Maps, and then be up for quite a hefty fine.
Sa Canberra naman, kapag nasa roundabout at planong dumiretso, kailangan mong mag-signal ng pakaliwa o left para mag-exit sa roundabout para makaiwas sa multa.
There are some funny rules around roundabouts. And the one that stands out for me is that in most states, it's you don't need to indicate if you're going straight. But in the ACT, so if you're in Canberra, you must indicate even if you're going straight. So you must indicate, in other words, to exit the roundabout.
Pwede ka ding magmulta kung sobrang bagal kang magmaneho sa mga daang may high-speed limit sa buong Australia. May babala din si Pizzati para sa mga bike riders sa daan.
There's a misconception that bike riders have to use a separate bike path if it's available to them, but they can ride on the road. So when people are unlawfully tooting, using their horn to beat bike riders riding two abreast, keep in mind they can actually do that. And in fact, bike riders can actually do hook turns in Victoria at any intersection actually.
Dapat ding malaman ng mga drivers na habang nagmamaneho, ang pagwawagayway sa iyong kamay o paglabas ng iyong braso sa bintana ng sasakyan at ang biglang malakas na pagbusina at pag-flashing sa headlights ay ipinagbabawal sa buong estado at teritoryo ng Australia.
It's a funny one. The horn is only meant to be used to signal where you are or if you're shooing away some wildlife or this sort of thing. So, if you're just saying hello to someone, that's technically illegal. And as is flashing light. Funnily enough, the only time you're allowed to use your high beams like that, you are overtaking. Which actually brings me to another point. Most states have got a provision that if you speed up when someone is trying to overtake you, that is illegal as well.
Dahil sa pagiging race driver sa Porsche, Australia, palagi siyang nasa ibang bansa. Ayon kay Pizzati, naging pamilyar siya kung anong klase at kung paano nagmamaneho ang mga driver sa buong mundo. Kaya abiso niya sa mga nakakuha ng driver's license mula sa ibang bansa na kailangang sumailalim sa driver's training at education program dito sa Australia. Dahil mas madali itong kunin kaysa lisensyang magmaneho sa Europa.
Please be aware that the driver's system in Australia is rather poor. The testing procedure is very, very simple. The practical side's very, very basic. So, yeah, be a little bit careful because the average Aussie doesn't get a huge amount of training, unfortunately, to get their license. So, yeah, drive defensively, I would say.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon ukol sa road rules sa bawat estado at teritoryo ng Australia, bisitahin ang National Transport Commission website. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Giuseppa Kusanovic na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.